listening to Recharged Radio. Justin Wayne.
Hi, welcome. We've got a packed Skype call here. It's going to be a fantastic Discovery 2 preview for the 31st. It's on Thursday. Hull is invading London, well, at least Kensington. We've got five bands on. It's going to be another amazing evening. If you don't have a if you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, facebook.com/discoverytalent. And Stuart, before we play the first band, tell us where you guys are on the internet so people can check it out while they're listening.
Well, you find us on Facebook / Warren Records or warrenrecords.org online for where you can see a lot of what's going on.
Cool.
So that's the best place.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to Stu, obviously. Stu runs Warren Records. They're the group that's coming down. We're going to talk more to Stu. Alex is here. Umung is here. Right now, we're going to start off with a song from Abby Lamas. This is called Fire Away here on the Discovery 2 preview for the 31st of May.
Peace.
Once again, Fire Away, Abby Lamas. She's on Warren Records. warrenrecords.org. Is that right? I've got my notes started. But I'm going to hand over to Alex because Alex and Stu are going to talk about this night that you guys set up, because this is pretty cool what you guys have done, Alex.
Yeah, I've known Stu for 2 or 3 years now, and he's been beavering away in Hull. And every time I've been short of a band, he's sent me down 2 or 3 to choose from. And I've put on a lot of acts now over the years, and they're really great. And we just decided that we should do something in London together, because a lot of London people don't know about these artists and they need to. And, Stu, I think it'd be good to introduce, just say a bit about the Warren Project and Warren Records.
Yeah. So the Warren Project is a youth resource centre in Hull, which does a multitude of things. It's a massive place, and it's all free service to young people. So it's been there about 30 years this year, so it's quite a big thing. But a key part of it has always been a recording studio, and that studio has been offered to young people for free for the last 30 years. So it's a key part in Hull of you know, most bands in Hull have been through it at some point and recorded. And more recently, we managed to set up a record label after a visit from the Secret Millionaire, who invested in the music side of it, which meant we could offer a platform for local music and actually get it out of the studio, because we had all this really good stuff and it was just sat on a computer, not really doing much. So Warren Records started, and we started with our compilation, and it got a really good response. We sold the first 2,000 pretty quickly. But Warren Records ended up growing really more into, it's not really just a label and we don't really go around signing artists. It's more of a platform and somewhere where we can sort of work along artists, whether it's with CD designs, with recordings, with getting gigs. So we kind of ended up being agents, graphic designers, you know, all sorts of things under that label, really. And this showcase, you know, all the Warren Records is kind of presenting it. We're not saying these artists are on Warren Records. These artists are very much unsigned artists. So, you know, we want to make it clear that they're looking for, you know, people to help them to get moved to the next level, really. So we're just kind of trying to help them move up to the next level. So it's kind of, that's where we're at the moment. And we're hoping that this gig will be the first of many showcases.
Do you have distribution with Believe Digital?
We do, yeah. We set that up when we did our last, we did four albums, which we released on the same day, which we got told was a crazy idea, but we thought we'd do it anyway.
Because we work quite closely with them as well. So I saw some of them at Liverpool Sound City and they said they were coming down.
Yeah, well, it feels like there's quite a, well, there's a whole connection there as well. And Will, who works for Believe, he's from Hull originally. He played in a lot of bands years ago. So I think, you know, it always seems like there's someone from Hull lurking in the shadows.
Fantastic. And I mean, you're starting to get quite a bit of support from Radio 1 these days, aren't you? Which is good.
Yeah, and Radio 6 and XFM and a few, there's lots of, I mean, Hull in general, like, Hull, the good thing about Hull is, as a city, it's kind of like the biggest village in the world and everyone sort of knows each other's business, but in a good way, and everyone helps each other out. So everyone's really rooting for any Hull bands. There isn't really a split of scenes and genres. So you can go to a gig and you'll see a reggae band alongside a rock band alongside a rapper, and everyone will be rooting for each other. So when Radio 1 came, a few artists really got a lot out of it and got live exposure on the radio. But there was no, like, jealousy, you know. People really wanted someone from Hull to just get somewhere. So I think, you know, it's been a long time since the band have got massive from Hull. I think the last one was the Beautiful South, probably. So I think we're definitely overdue an international act.
Yeah. No, it's your time now.
Yeah, hopefully. So we've been, and a lot of bands have been asked to do festivals recently and, you know, putting out singles, and people are moving forward. So, you know, there's a lot of exciting things happening in Hull, and we've got festivals going on that never happened before, bringing in big artists into the city. So it's, you know, it's becoming quite a big central part for art in New Yorkshire, really.
Well, that's fantastic.
Do you get the kids involved with the kids? They're probably not all kids. I have young people. I work at a youth project similar to what you do, and I still call them kids, and I probably shouldn't. I should call them young people. But do you get the young people involved with the record label stuff? So are they doing the calling and the press releases and the graphic design and all this sort of stuff?
Yeah, we try and get people involved in as much as possible, really. And it's a really good experience for people to just come along and really learn how it's done, because we're learning ourselves, you know. We're not experts, and a lot of it I've had to learn myself and pass along from my experiences. So it's, you know, sometimes young people come along and they've got better ideas, better experiences, so they're bringing their skills. We've got, you know, a young person at the moment who's coming along to the gig, and he really wants to get involved with the booking agency side of it. So I said, you know, well, you can almost help take that over, because we're quite short-staffed as well. So, you know, anyone that wants to help out as a volunteer and get involved, we really encourage it, because we actually, if it wasn't for the volunteers, the studio wouldn't even be running, because I'm the only actual staff member that's running the music project. So we heavily involve volunteers who actually produce the records, you know, and design flyers, posters, CDs. So it's definitely part of it.
And you've got a little team of techies coming down, haven't you, to help with the band changeovers? Oh, and
we've actually got a coach of 35 people coming down. That includes the bands. And it's a bit like the old Stiff Records tours or something from the 70s, you know, like when bands used to just get in a coach and all do it together, rather than, we kind of wanted to encourage the bands to do that rather than to all turn up in a separate car. And, you know, so we're all coming down together. And among those people, we've got film crews, journalists, techies, you know, so it's kind of like an army of whole people. So
that's amazing.
Beware. We're ready for battle.
Cool.
Wait, does that mean that those people are going to be taking away my job, Alex?
Or mine, it sounds like. You got journalists as well?
We might all be out of the job.
Damn it.
We're literally going to come in and just clean up. So
good. Well, let's hear from two more of your bands, Stu. Let's hear from, we got the Happy Endings up next, and you're also going to hear the Hubbards afterwards. This track this track, if I can shuffle my notes around, this track from The Happy Endings is called Last Thing on My Mind here at Discovery 2.
Please. your name remains my favorite part. And everything changes but you. Can't wait to fall asleep, 'cause I'll be dreaming of you. But when I wake, I know you will be lying there. So smile, I'll be smiling with you. Please don't cry, you've got me crying too. And I'm terrified you're gonna leave me, but I never wanted you to see me. Gonna leave me, but I never wanted you to see me.
Once again, that's called Bed Bugs. I haven't said that yet. So that's called Bed Bugs. They're called the Hubbards. And they were just talking. They've got a manager that's been following them around. And they're the same age. And you guys are saying they just get on with it. They're just doing their thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Hubbards are a really good example of, you know, a band just really just getting on with it. And, you know, there's a lot of bands in every city that just kind of like, you know, form really good bands but don't realise the hard graft that needs to be put in. And I think...
True.
I think all these bands that are actually playing are good examples of people that are just getting on with it. But the Hubbards are, you know, they started quite young, and within the first like year or so, the 16, 17 year old, they were playing Freedom Festival alongside, like, you know, Florence and the Machine, the Foals, bands like that, to like 20,000 people in Hull. So
wow.
Wow.
I think they went off to a good start, and since then they've got it quite nailed down, you know, about how to do it and, you know, what work to put in. So I think, you know, they definitely deserve to be playing this gig.
Well, before we move on, because I know Alex wants to talk about the sort of successes that have been happening with Discovery 2 stuff, I want to say that this is very close to my heart, because we just did, I work with a music project up here in North London. We had a gig this weekend, and it's really cool to see what our music project could become in if we last for 30 years. So yeah. I'm excited to see you guys coming down, and it'll be interesting to throw some ideas around with you, Stu, when we shake hands and meet in the flesh, in the face, as they say.
That'd be brilliant.
But Alex, we've had a couple of big music festivals or conferences here in the UK, and we've been seeing Discovery 2 bands popping up,
including October Sky, who we've got a big announcement to make.
Have you?
They have a new bass player now.
Oh, has he been instated properly now?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm not Canadian enough.
Oh, I see. Can you just say A and be really nice to people? Well, they're sort of French, aren't they?
Yeah, they speak French, and I only know the bad words.
All right.
not on air, please.
Not on air, don't worry. I accidentally did it on stage, swore at Carl.
I don't know. There are French people listening to the show, so it'd be best to stay away from the French swear words. But it's Umung. Umung's has been playing bass for them since they've been in the UK. And
since May, it's been a month now, yeah.
How has it been?
It's been great. I mean, the boys are really nice. You know, they didn't make me feel like an outsider. You know, in fact, apparently everyone thought I was Canadian until I opened my mouth. So, you know, it looked like I was a part of the band. We learnt the songs within a week. They're very supportive. And I'll tell you what, it's just great fun.
Well, that's good.
Because it's been like 5 years since I've been on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
to be on the stage with a band like that is pretty dang cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with how much gear they have.
Yeah. Lots and lots of gear,
I mean, you saw us in The Great Escape. Our gear didn't even fit the stage.
Who else have we been seeing around at the Great Escape? Wow, and Liverpool Sound City.
Well, at the Great Escape, Eugene McGuinness was playing the 1930s, Common Tongues, Foy Vance, Billy Vincent, and Jason Clark came over from Northern Ireland. And then in Liverpool, it was Solco were playing. In fact, right. I think they ended up playing twice in the end because their first performance went down so well. They played in Parr Studios where the Smiths and people recorded. And Common Tongues played again up there. And the 1930s, because the 1930s were sick, so couldn't get to the Great Escape, so they did Liverpool instead. So that's it's really exciting, actually, when I see some of these bands I've put on and, you know, they're playing at these music conferences and getting noticed by people. I mean, Eugene McGuinness now is doing very, very well. He's a priority act on Domino. And Ed Sheeran bagged another award last week. He got an Ivor Novello Award, which is basically a songwriting award. And a very prestigious one.
Wow.
And Theo Altieri got a mention on Radio 1 as an example of teen artists breaking through.
Oh gosh, he's fantastic. He's going to be super humongous. He'll be one of those people that we're all like, yeah, I knew him when he was 16 and he was super nice.
Yeah. He's very smart, isn't he? Anyway, he's been confirmed for the BBC introducing stage at the Witchwood Festival.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Billy Vincent have just released their debut album on Something Nothing Records. Mm. It's a fantastic album. Folky, rocky, very good songs. And
they've released on vinyl as well, haven't they?
Have they? Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they have. I think I saw a picture or something like that. That would be really cool to hear on vinyl because they just sound so, you know, it's so them.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a warm sound, haven't they?
Yeah.
And then the Laurel Collective are releasing their debut album, Heartbeat Underground, and that's on Tape Club Records. And that's also distributed by Believe Digital. And Laid Black, do you remember the Bristol reggae band? They've got a single coming out called Crazy on Real Me Records in Bristol. And then Manchester singer Lauren Housley, she's releasing her One Step Closer EP on the 11th of June, and we've got her at Discovery in July.
Yes, I've heard some of the tracks from that album. It's pretty dang good. She sent some down to us.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit behind with my listening because I've been doing all these Great Escapes in Liverpool Sound City.
Yeah,
so
it happens.
So I've been watching, but now it's time to listen.
I have some Ed Sheeran news. He played a garden of someone that worked at the youth center I worked at. Like, they came to the music project and said, hey, can we borrow a mixing desk and a couple of speakers so we can have Ed Sheeran in our garden? And apparently they weren't allowed to tweet about it or anything. And the boy of this guy who works in the motor project, I guess, was singing back and forth with Ed, and he knew all the words and was rapping along with him and stuff. So it was a pretty cool little story. It was one of those.
That's great.
It was cool. I think that they booked it quite a long time ago when he was still booking these garden parties. I don't think he does them anymore. Or maybe he's taking a break from doing those and doing huge venues and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, that sounds fun. And he probably really enjoys doing things.
Oh, I'll bet. Definitely. He gets to hang out with
people. Didn't Coldplay play the Borderline or something the other night, I heard?
Probably. Yeah.
Well, Coldplay or Blur, one of those bands.
Oh, did they? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Ah. It's that is a really awkward venue, I think, with that big pillar in the way, at least from where I was standing and how the bar is situated. It's nice. The sound's good.
Yeah, it is.
But we've got two more Hull bands to play. We're going to be playing on Thursday. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, it is facebook.com/discoverytalent. Or if you search We Got Tickets, you can find the Discovery stuff. And they're because they're 2 quid cheaper. So I certainly recommend doing that. But we're going to play a song. Maybe I should let Stu try and try a good radio introduction for a little Switzerland. You want to give it a shot, Stu?
Yeah, nice Hull accent.
Yeah, go for it.
This next track is the new single Gentleman's Club by Little Switzerland.
Once again, Little Switzerland, and Stu did a very good job. In fact, probably a better job than I've been doing introducing the tracks. So, well done, Stu. I have to hand it to you. Do you guys do like a little radio station up there for the Warren Project, or is it mainly focused on the music recording?
Yeah, it's mainly recording. We have done things in the past, and it's something we really, really want to do. But it's just literally like, you know, you have this big list of really cool ideas, and you could only actually physically make so many of them happen. So,
that's true.
You know, it's kind of like that at the moment, where, like, you know, it could physically happen, but it's just, there's so much other stuff happening and there isn't enough people to kind of take responsibility. So
sure.
We're hoping that something will happen, because I think it needs to. Or at least something in the city that we can help happen.
Yeah.
Whether it's us or someone else, we don't really care as long as it happens.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a whole podcast, definitely.
It sounds like it was a really cool collaborative environment you guys have over there. I like the sound of a bunch of lots of different bands coming together and doing shows. That's really cool.
Mm. Yeah, and I can't think, because the Warren studio itself, because of the way it's kind of like no other studio. You normally go in a recording studio, you pay your money, you work, you know, how many days ever you work, and you sat there with one band, you know, it's quite sort of insular, really. But, you know, how a studio has got an open door, so you're recording and then someone just walks in and goes, oh, yeah, that sounds cool, who's that? And then they make friends, and then the next thing there's a rapper on a metal track or whatever, you know. Yeah. It's kind of the way it works, and people meet each other and they say, oh, you know, someone came in the other day and said, oh, my drummer's let me down. He never turns up. I've come here, he's not turned up. And then a guy walked in, he was like, oh, do you need a drummer? I play drums. You know? So that's what happens every day. And awesome. It's amazing.
So you kind of created a music community almost.
It's definitely, and a lot of the, you know, promoters and venues in the city and BBC radio and places like that actually use us as the hub of the community as well. In a lot of ways, they'll contact us to sort of find out about the newest emerging artists and if there's anyone new on the scene that they haven't heard of, and they're constantly kind of getting our opinions. And it's taken a lot of years to, you know, obviously build up that trust, where, and it's the same thing that we've got going with Alex, you know, it takes time to sort of build up trust with people, because, you know, you could just send any artist, but I guess, you know, it's about being realistic and being ready and sort of teach people the right way, really, and not being a lot of these projects and youth projects can be quite tokenistic in what they do, and they can put someone on the stage when they're not ready and actually destroy it, you know, before it's
right.
You know, it's just I think you've got to find, it's a very fine line between being realistic and trying to support people in progressing and not sort of, you know, encourage them to get on stage when they're not ready and things like that. So it definitely takes a lot of years to kind of get your head around that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stu's in a band as well, Justin.
Oh, right. So, you told me this.
You know. Yeah, a band at the moment, but usually about 5 or 6. You know. But that just goes without saying when you're involved in stuff like this.
Yeah. Well, I could talk to you about this all day long, Stu, because I have a passion for getting youth involved, and I suppose it goes hand in hand with the emerging talents. I mean, they're young, so that's sort of how it works.
I'm very passionate.
Yeah. Well, it's warrenrecords.org, it's the 31st of May. It's Thursday night. It's the AAA Under the Archangel in Kensington. If you want to come down and join us, please do. Get your tickets in advance from AAA.UK.net, or wegottickets.com, or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/discoverytalent. Thanks once again to Stu for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks, of course, to Alex and Umang. As always, it's always good to speak to you guys.
Yay.
Same.
Well, I like
see you on
yay.
Thursday.
Yeah, we'll see you on Thursday. And I'm going to let Stu introduce the last band again, because he did such a good job before.
Okay, well, I think the song is What Gives by Counting Coins. And you'll really enjoy this one. This band are amazing, so I recommend everyone comes down.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Stu.
Thank you.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharge.